I'm Amanda. I'm a sex, love, fantasy, and intrigue addict.
I have not shared my story in a little while, so I am feeling nervous. And I usually want to speak when I'm feeling really strong in recovery. But I just got back from a trip, and I am not feeling super strong in recovery. And I was thinking about it this morning, and I was like, you know, the like very diseased thinking of like, well, maybe I just shouldn't go, and you know, maybe it won't be helpful. And I don't think that's true. I think the truth is helpful. And so I'm here, and I'm gonna kind of talk about what my life was like, what happened, and what it's like now. I started using fantasy when I was a kid. I grew up in a household with parents who probably also qualify for this program. And a big family, and there was just a lot of chaos and turmoil. And I remember being like 5 years old and sitting in the car, and I would like look out the window and I would create these fantasies in my head to cope with just the circumstance of not feeling loved, of not feeling seen, of feeling literally invisible in my day-to-day life. And in my fantasies, they were all about someone coming to save me and finally making me feel special and finally making me feel seen and loved and heard. And that continued and has continued for the rest of my life. It's a coping skill that I developed when I was a child, and it's a coping skill that I still default to. And so throughout my childhood, I continued to use fantasy, and then finally when I was about 15, I started dating. And when I started dating, it was immediately like, oh, this is the band-aid that I've been missing. And so I became what I refer to myself as a serial monogamist. I always needed to be in a relationship. If I wasn't in a relationship, I felt the God-shaped hole, right? Like, I was just a void. And I was constantly seeking the next partner. I was constantly seeking the next relationship. And if I didn't have that, it felt like my life had no meaning if I wasn't in love. And so I spent about 5 years in and out of long-term relationships, and I very much identify with the stay in and return to painful and destructive relationships. I find myself drawn to the chaos that I'm accustomed to, and would stay for way too long. Because I like being the victim in all of it. And I like being able to be in a relationship where the other person is so clearly worse than I am, right? So I don't have to take accountability. I don't have to see my side of the street. And I was in a relationship, and I basically pulled a geographic by moving here to LA. I grew up in Vermont, of all places. I grew up in the middle of the woods in Vermont. Like, I had the fantasy of, I'm gonna move to a big city and my life is gonna be amazing and everything is gonna be awesome. And I moved here, and lo and behold, things were not awesome. I was still sad, I was still scared, I was still lost. I had no friends. I moved here just with, on a whim, really. And so I started dating because I was like, normal 20-somethings date. And then again, just got myself into a cycle of constantly seeking and never surrendering and never feeling the contentment. And so I stayed in that pattern for about a year and a half. And then there was one Friday night where I was Ubering to a friend's birthday party, and I got into a car accident. And I was hospitalized. I broke my sternum and herniated discs in my neck and in my lower back, and I was completely bedridden at 23 years old. And the one thing that I wanted to do was reconnect with my ex that whole time. It was the first time in my life that I was alone and forcibly alone. I couldn't run away from myself anymore. Thank you. And I was unwell. It's like the first period of withdrawal that I ever really had. And I feel like for the first time I was able to see my life with such clarity of the next time I get so close to death, I want to know that I lived my life differently. That's what I kept hearing. And so I did a ton of physical therapy. I didn't work. I did a ton of therapy. I did EMDR. I did hypnosis. And then I tried to go back out and tried to start dating again, like a normal person. And I got pretty immediately into a very addictive relationship that I was like, this is the bottom line. Like, I can't keep giving my power away to other people anymore. It's not worth it. And so I went to my first meeting in August of 2023. And I just cried the whole time. And then right after the meeting, I went to my ex's house. So again, like, it was my first meeting and I was still in it. So it took me about 2 months to decide whether or not I really wanted to commit to this program. But then in October, I heard someone speak and she said that her life had, we had ceiling tiles in the meeting, and she said every single one of those ceiling tiles before she came to SLA was surrounding sex and love addiction, except for a tiny little corner. And now that she's worked this program, her life has so much placement in her ceiling. And sex and love is a part of it, but it's not the whole thing. And I was like, I want that. I want that. And so I started working the program. I went into a gnarly withdrawal. I slept, I ate, I went to meetings, I didn't shower, I cried all the time. Me too. I just did it. And then finally, at probably about like 3 to 4 months into my withdrawal, I was like, oh, I feel like I see the sun again. And I started being able to kind of face myself for the first time. And I've always wanted to do film. I grew up acting, because of course I did. I'm a sex and love addict. And I wasn't doing that. And I wasn't doing anything creative. And so during this withdrawal, I was writing. I was reading. Thank you, I hear that. And so through this program, I decided to go to grad school. I'm studying film and television with a concentration on directing. I moved apartments. I live in Santa Monica now, which literally was my dream. I get to meet new people every day. And I get to experience the love that I always wanted to feel. You know? I did. And I just got back from a trip to Europe. And I'm not gonna lie, you guys, I am struggling. I went to Europe and I was like, I'm so free. And without SLA, I'm free. And I came back. I came back and I was like, maybe it's my time to leave program. And I feel shame to admit that. Because I feel fear, right? I am scared, but you know what? I have my higher power, and everything that's happening right now is higher power showing me something deeper about myself. And so I'm listening to it. I'm not making any rash actions. I'm not making any choices. I'm still showing up. I'm calling people. I'm recognizing where I feel like I want my life to be different. Because that's the thing, my life isn't going to be one way all the time. My life has been one way, and another way, And every single thing that I pursue, every action that I take is, I truly now believe, God guided. And that gives my life purpose and meaning. And I found that in this program. And I'm so grateful for that. And everything that comes next in my life, I just have to trust and surrender. And so here I am speaking to you all, trusting and surrendering and feeling insane gratitude that I came. So is that my time? Thank you for letting me share.